What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Straight Up Sabres, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and the Charging Buffalo. We are now going to jump right into part two of our trivia showdown featuring our friends TJ, Matt, and Eric. Are we back to Buffalo then?
Yeah, yep. You're a Buffalo.
Yeah, we have a
Buffalo,
question.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, we have one here. You have one. What a...
Yeah, you can...
My turn?
I hate that.
I think I read the world one, right? So you can read. This one's fun.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I don't like that laugh.
Oh, jeez.
Go Bills.
From 2001 to 2018, the Bills had 8 different defensive coordinators.
That seems low.
I was going to say that's it.
All right.
Okay.
So here's the easy one.
Go.
The goddamn devil himself, Dave Wannstedt.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Leslie Frazier would fall under this,
yep,
wouldn't he?
Right? Leslie Frazier?
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Okay. So, who was before Leslie Frazier? I don't think it was technically...
Who became a head coach?
They
became... They were our interim head coach. Perry Fuell, right?
Perry Fuell, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Perry Fuell's correct.
Yeah.
He was an head coach.
I was thinking when you said that, Mike Pettine became a head coach, didn't he? He was our defensive coordinator.
Was he really?
And so was Jim Schwartz. Mike Pettine and Jim Schwartz.
Both correct.
Okay, yeah. I knew Schwartz. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're 5 for 5,
Pettine was, famous for, he was with Rex, and then he wanted to
get
away
from
Rex.
5 for 5 out of 8.
Yeah.
Out of 8. So we have
3 more guesses.
So we got to go back.
Okay, but what about...
Who do we got for, the Greg Williams era?
Now, I don't think we have to go that far back yet.
No?
Who's the guy that Dave Wannstedt took his job? Is it George Edwards?
Wow. Do you feel good about it?
George Edwards.
Yep.
Let's go, Taylor.
I was about to just start nodding that you got it, but yeah.
6 for 6.
And then who? Rob Bryan wasn't technically the D coordinator, right? They had Dennis Thurman.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go, baby.
Yo, man, Bozo Central here.
Literally, though. We got, one more, right?
Yeah, you guys are 7 for 7.
Only one more? Damn.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
just
where
think
would
in
we
order.
Be? Who is? Do we
Frazier,
cover Geron?
Thurman. Yeah, it's Perry Fuell.
Perry Fuell, okay, yeah.
Wait, so you had Frazier?
Right.
Thurman. Jim Schwartz. Mike Pettine. Dave Wannstedt. George Edwards. So who... And then before that was Perry Fuell. So who is Malarkey's D coordinator?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. See... We had even more offensive coordinators, so they're kind of mixing together.
Yeah, I would. The offensive coordinators would be more. We're killing this right now. So
let's see. Oh, man, it feels like there should be more. This is from 2000 to 2018.
2001 to 2018.
Oh, is there a guy that was there the whole time?
Like
from 01 to 05.
Yeah, did they have the same D coordinator or something?
That's what I was thinking back that time.
Or maybe Greg Williams was his own D coordinator.
But then he wouldn't have stayed for Malarkey.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. We wouldn't have had a D coordinator from, 01 to 03. Malarkey's. Okay. There was a guy with last name Gray, but I don't think that was... I think that was an offensive coordinator. But I don't have another guess.
I'm going to let you take it. I trust you.
Oh, is a guy named Gray?
Yes, Jerry.
Yo!
As soon as you said Gray.
Yes!
Oh,
Taylor!
Jerry Gray from
Let's
01 to
0. Go, baby!
I know 2 or 3 of these names.
Wow, that rules, Taylor. That was badass.
When I flipped that card over, Jerry Gray was the name that got me chuckling. That was a guy.
Who the fuck?
That was a coach.
All right. Are we ready for your Buffalo one?
Dude, I blacked out for a lot of those Buffalo Bills years.
That's fair, man. That's fair.
So
I wasn't even
people in the stadium.
Yeah, I wasn't even bothering.
Okay, this is definitely a doable one. You guys should be able to clean
this
a bunch
Buffalo?
Of these up. Yes, Buffalo. Through 2019, 9 former Bills have been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Through 2014?
19.
2019?
Oh.
Okay.
Is this players only?
This is all time.
Okay,
this is all time Bills.
All time.
This is
so
every
let's just,
Bill.
Let's just rip off the obvious ones. Thurman,
correct.
Jim Kelly,
correct.
Andre Reed,
correct.
And
Bruce.
And
correct.
Bruce Smith.
That's 4. 5 to go.
It's not Steve Tasker.
No,
is Joe Lamalur in the Hall of Fame? I'm pretty sure Joe Lamalur is in the Hall of Fame. Let's leave it.
Did Ken Hall get in?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, he might have, but I'm not sure.
If he did, that might have been.
Dude, I'm trying to think of the fucking
show.
Did Reuben Brown get in the Hall of Fame?
And he's not even on the wall.
Okay,
which is insane.
Why do I think?
I know I'm giving you an answer there, but like,
why it's insane. He was so good.
Because so I agree with the people that are like, we need Eric Moult on the wall. I agree. I think he's at least on the wall. Simpson? No one even brings up Ruben. He was an 8-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he in the
crazy?
Or did he not get in due to stuff?
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Clive's
if
a good guy.
I don't know if OJ's in the hall. Is Cookie in the hall?
I feel like O.J. Simpson's in the Hall of Fame.
I feel like he's on the wall. He has to be in the Hall. Did they take him out of the Hall?
That's what I'm thinking, like, was it?
I feel like O.J.'s a safe guess. Because that didn't... Because
his career ended before he would have done the...
Exactly.
Allegedly done the stuff.
He would have been in the Hall of Fame before any of that happened. I'm going to say O.J. in the Hall of Fame.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
they didn't take him out.
He's still one of the best running backs ever played.
Four to go. Okay. Why do I think it's... Why do I keep going back to Joe DeLaMalier?
Keep going back for a reason.
I think we're stuck too. So let's
just guess. Joe DeLaMalier. That's correct.
There you go. Cool. Hell yeah.
Three to go. Three to go. Who said Ken Hall?
I said Ken Hall.
I think you should consider it.
Three to go. Let's guess Ken Hall.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Okay.
I unguessed that.
I don't think I know who one of these guys is. As you said, there's nine.
There's two that you'll definitely know, and then.
Taylor will definitely go.
Yeah. And then one that's like a surprising... Well, one that just like is a random name.
And we did say it's players only, right?
Yes.
Two will definitely know.
That you'll know the names of the guys. Yeah, you won't, but you two probably will.
I feel
you'll know the name of one of them. Eric will know the name of one.
I will? Okay. I feel like Cookie's a guy I want to say, but I want to leave him for a sec. I'm trying to think of like Bills in the 80s, and it's just not... Oh, technically James Lofton. James Lofton.
I mean, he's a former Bill.
James Lofton.
Yeah, Lofton.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
cool.
One of the ones that you know.
Okay.
So there's
is that the
seven
one that Eric
of eight right now?
No. Seven of eight, you have one more guest to go, but two guys remaining.
And one we should probably get.
And one that
do you want to guess Cookie
know.
As the final? He's on the wall. That's like, I'm thinking... Let's think.
Because I was at the stadium yesterday, and I'm sitting there looking at all the names. And so
is Cookie on the wall? Yeah, Cookie's on the wall.
Cookie's on the wall.
I was going to say. You were looking at all the names? Do you remember any of them?
No.
Okay.
Because it's preseason.
Yeah.
Well, gents.
I guess we should just guess
Cookie.
Yeah,
let's keep it moving.
Cookie.
Let's get more questions. Cookie Gilchrist.
Incorrect.
All right,
the two you missed. T.O. and the B-Lo.
Oh,
Terrell Owens.
Guys.
That was literally my first thought, but then I felt stupid for thinking.
No,
you were, yeah.
Well, T.O. famously wasn't a first ballot because of pettiness, so.
And then the other one, which is the more obscure name, is Billy Shaw.
Yeah.
See, somehow I was going to guess Billy Shaw, but not T.O.
There you go. Here's the world one for you. I'll leave it. It's on the other side. All right, we're on to our world one, right?
Your world? Okay.
Let's do it.
From NHL expansion in 1967 through 2018, seven teams earned exactly one cup.
Wait, say that one more time? From 67?
From 67 through 2018, seven teams earned exactly one Stanley Cup championship.
Like, won a cup?
Only one.
Only one.
Only
they
one
only won one
Stanley
Cup
since
1967.
67 to 2019, you said?
No,
yeah,
no.
67 to 2018.
2018?
Seven
Rangers,
teams have
right?
earned exactly one cup.
The Rangers.
The Rangers.
You could flip that all the way back to pre-World War II.
Yeah, right? Are they correct?
Yeah, the Rangers are correct.
All
well,
right.
I here's one that would have changed.
What's that?
Tampa Bay, right? Because they would have won one in 04. And they, this one
I'll
captured
give,
their
I'll
last
give
team.
You that. They're on the list.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go. Who's only won one? In that time, yeah.
Let's see. Well, yeah, because there's like the Bruins definitely won multiple. The Canadians won a ton.
What year is this? 2019?
2018.
So we would have been one short for St. Louis, right?
Yeah, so no St. Louis yet. Well, let's think like who won recently, like in before that. So
wait, would Washington then?
Would we have Washington? They won in 2018.
That's what I mean.
So was that, and they've only won one. So, but includes 2018?
It includes 2018.
Oh, okay, so Washington.
Washington, okay, yeah. Yeah, there's
three. I wanted to give you that because it's on the line.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's too many.
Too many. Islanders too many, obviously.
I'm surprised you haven't guessed one right now. And I thought of
20. I'm trying to think of the years. Let's see. 15.
Just think of teams that only won one.
That's...
in general.
Oh! Calgary only won one? Yeah, right. Let's 80, go with 89? That. Yeah, Calgary?
Yeah.
All right, there's four.
Okay.
I'll be surprised. Like, you guys have to get this. I'm not giving you any hints.
No, yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, there's gross.
One absolutely disgusting.
So, at that point, actually didn't count. The Avs won two.
Yeah, the Avs are out. Detroit's out.
The Devils won a bunch. The Red Wings won at least like four.
What about...
I'm still shocked you didn't tell
this. Oh, also Carolina.
I was going to say, I don't know how you didn't guess the Sabre ones.
And then also the Ducks.
Yeah, we're gonna those two.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Hey, Susan, there we go.
I think I was too yielding on Carolina, but
I
also
I was thinking like, how have you not guessed Carolina?
Dallas and Carolina were the ones I'm like staring at the whole time. Like, wait, come on, guess them.
Also, what about the Kings? How many cups did they win? I was thinking the Kings early on.
2010 and 2014.
Okay, who are you thinking of?
Never mind.
Who?
No, nothing. I was just confused. I thought I was just being an idiot. I got Tampa. We said them. I got Tampa and Carolina confused for thinking that there was a second Carolina one. But
and Tampa, like, technically is correct according to this game.
Yeah, I think that's...
Whoa.
The 20.
No, we can believe this.
All right, cool. You want to do the world one now?
Oh, yeah. All right.
What is the score?
Oh, let's see. Let's take pause for the score real quick. So the good guys have...
less.
That's
45. Plus. So you have 45.
That's my comeback, sir. It's so exciting. We're setting up for a great end of the session here.
61-45.
You guys ready to start trying?
Goodness.
All right.
This is an interesting one.
As long as we don't have playoff goals, I think we'll be okay.
So through 2018, nine guys have scored backhanded playoff goals against the Sabres. No,
what?
I was like, dude, I am so
scared. Do Aleš Kotalík own goals count?
Through 2018, nine running backs have rushed for more than 13,000 yards in the NFL. So that's all time.
Adrian Peterson.
So, yeah, through 2018, 13,000 and it is nine guys.
Really?
Emmitt Smith.
Frank Gore.
Yes, to both of those. Emmitt Smith and Frank Gore.
Cool. Barry Sanders. No, I don't want to guess that. Yet.
I don't know if he played
long
enough.
I don't want to guess that. I don't want to, yeah, right. I think he did, but maybe he didn't.
Did Marshall Faulk get to
13? I would
13?
Say, what about...
I don't know, he got a lot of yards from scrimmage, but yeah.
What about LeSean McCoy?
No, Shady.
He never even got 12,000.
Never got up there?
No.
Because I know Shady 10K
I was here
was
for the
10,
for
yeah,
us. I was here for the 10,000.
12K was his next big one, and then...
didn't get
the
it.
The Bills cut him.
Did OJ do it?
Or like Thurman Thomas?
Thurman Thomas was an NFL MVP. NFL rushers are tough because they either are around forever or they're around for 3 years and out.
Because I know Thurman would at least have yards from scrimmage.
Thurman was around forever too.
Yeah.
But Thurman was
so 13,000?
It's hard to think. I think you might be right with Peterson, honestly.
And we got three already?
You have two, right?
Yeah, we had
Gore and Emmitt Smith.
Gore and Emmitt Smith, yeah. I think you might be right with Peterson.
And that you said Tipper Gore, right?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Frank Gore.
Hey, baby.
Ziggy is back.
Did you have a good nap?
Do we like Peterson?
I mean, no.
As a guess.
as a guess. I like LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
I think I feel very good about LaDainian Tomlinson. So
okay, that yeah, that's correct.
Nice.
So three.
Mm-hmm.
I like Walter Payton too. I think.
How many total?
There's nine total. Okay. You guys are 3 for 3.
And 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just the top 10 rushers of all time.
Top nine for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, weird. Okay.
I feel like Barry Sanders is a good guess.
I don't just because he wasn't around long. He was only around like 10 seasons.
How about Curtis Martin?
Yes.
Yeah. Because for him, I remember, because he made the Hall, didn't he?
I like Curtis Martin.
Because I know he hit a big milestone, but it's the same deal. I don't remember if it was all-purpose or rushing.
I like Curtis Martin as a idea.
Yeah. Do you want to send it?
Yeah, let's send it.
Go Curtis Martin.
Correct.
Okay. Nice.
Kind of like a Frank Gore type, just played forever.
Did Edgerrin James?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
About a...
4-for-4?
Yep.
About stick with Rams. We like Dickerson.
I was thinking Dickerson. So I know he had the 2,000-yard season, but I don't know if he had
right enough.
Yeah.
Ziggy just went from being all skeptical of TJ when he first showed up to now, yeah, going in for the.
I just got a nice kiss.
Going in for the tongue. French kiss. Yeah.
Like,
I've thought about it. You're cool.
Yeah. Dickerson, I consider this my approval. Guess. Yeah.
Did we guess Adrian Peterson?
Not yet. I don't know why I'm hanging off of him, but yeah. Like, he's had so many 1,000-yard and a 2,000-yard season. Let's go with Peterson.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
5-for-5. There's 9.
Mm-hmm.
Dickerson, you want to guess? How are we feeling about that? I'm getting around to the guys. Ooh.
Like the actual all-time greats now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Jamal Lewis? Was he around long enough? He had like a 2,000-yard season, but I don't think he was around long enough.
I don't think he was either. Same with like
Jamal Lewis. Baby.
I don't know if same with like a Sean Alexander. I don't know if he was
a flash.
Enough.
Yeah.
What about either a Priest Holmes or a Larry Johnson?
Neither.
I love Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes was the coolest.
He was great. Yeah.
I remember Larry Johnson got arrested like a few times. And a lot of people on, like Jim Rome, would do the a priest and a convict walk into the same backfield.
Oh, my God.
CJ2K didn't play long enough to get it, did he?
I don't think he did, no.
Speaking of Priest Holmes, remember Dante Hall, return specialist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He
was
great,
man.
Was
great. That dude was sick.
Yeah.
I sure do. Guys that were just around for forever, man.
Didn't one of them just... Wait, this is all time?
Mm-hmm.
What about, like... I don't think this is enough, but did you see that? Is it Jeremy White or... No, that's a different person. But someone with the last name White.
James White.
James White.
Not James White.
But I saw that he had 0 career fumbles. That's crazy.
Good for him.
He
was suspended.
Assholes.
I know.
All right, so we have 3
I always
more.
Remember seeing his name and just blocking out.
We have 3 more. Did we
but
get Dickerson
I will say
already?
It's impressive. Never
no, we didn't yet.
Do you just want to? We've been hanging
yeah,
on it.
Same
let's,
deal.
Let's do Dickerson.
Go for
that's
for
correct.
Speed.
Eric
okay, that's
Dickerson.
7-for-7 then.
Yep. What are the 2 you still need? Wait, you're 6-for-6.
6-for-6?
Oh, okay.
There
so
might be
3
one
more.
Person you have guessed, but I didn't register.
Want to say Walter Payton? I don't think we registered Walter Payton
let's
yet.
Let's do Walter
Can
Payton.
You say
yes.
the ones
yeah.
we got, right?
Cool.
You guys said Dickerson, you said Gore, you said Martin, and you said Walter Payton, and you said Emmitt Smith and LT. Let's see.
And Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay. That's the one I didn't register then.
Okay,
yeah. AP, and you said Emmett. You said LT, Peyton, Martin,
so what do they have?
Gore,
more.
Dickerson.
Franco Harris.
So
Franco
you're 7
Harris
of 7.
Out of 9?
Damn.
Yep.
And did Jerome Bettis play long enough? I don't think Bettis had the yards. But he's in the Hall, so like I'm considering it. He was around.
I would guess it. I don't know.
He was around a long time. That's the thing.
He's durable, too.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
He was...
Who was the one dude who had the fucking... He was on the Niners, and he was, like, really powerful. He had the fucking, like... They call him, like, the train or something.
On the Niners?
Like, recently?
I'm trying to think. I don't think he would have had enough, but I just can't believe I just thought of this guy.
I mean, Gore was
he just used to run people over all the time.
Wait, you think
no,
of Mike Alstott?
I was
going
to say, you're not
yeah.
thinking Alstott.
On the Buccaneers.
At least the Bucks.
The
yeah.
Bucks. Oh, the red jerseys.
When you said
jerseys.
The what? The neck thingy that got me.
Yes.
Like, Maurice
wasn't
Jones,
he
kind of
crazy?
Fred Taylor, maybe?
Was he
Fred
oh,
Taylor.
I like
oh,
Fred
God.
Taylor.
Was he the one who
I
took his helmet
Fred
off
Taylor,
and headbutted
yes.
the guy?
Oh, that was...
You
want to
guess Fred Taylor?
Was that Kyle Turley? What's
sir?
That?
Sir?
Fred Taylor?
Oh, yeah, no. But that he has surprisingly high amount of yards. I bet
yeah.
he's in the 12.
Because he's been around for...
Yeah.
He was around forever.
Yeah,
so we
got
one more guess.
7, right?
What about Corey Dillon?
One last guess.
I don't know if...
He was in the Bengals forever, and then he was
and
at the Patriots.
And then he went to New England.
He was a monster for a long time. I just don't know. Is he in the Hall?
I don't think he is.
Should he be in the Hall? I don't know.
Who's to say?
Right.
He was like the only good Fred Jackson in that era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fred Jackson.
What about Steven Jackson?
I can dream.
I don't think he was long enough. Do we want to throw Sanders out there? No, he's a short career.
Sanders, we can do Falk. Best. We could do...
Ooh, that's probably a good one.
The only thing is Falk was more of an all-purpose guy. There's also Edgerrin James, but I don't think he was around long enough.
The Edge. Was this the last guess, right?
Yeah, last guess. Oh, man. How long was Marshawn around for? What's the year on that? 2019?
2018.
I don't think long enough for that.
I'm not sure.
He's
just going for the picture.
Ziggy's loving you right now. Look at him.
I was like, sorry for being so mean.
Can I
make it up to you?
Yeah. This is my apology.
If we're just gonna throw blind, I almost want to go Barry Sanders. Just
let's go for
amazing,
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Barry Sanders. I'm sorry I doubted you.
But you were right. He did only play 10 years, and he has almost 16,000 yards.
So,
he's number one, right?
Yeah.
No, he's...
He's number three.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought Frank Gore was three.
Frank Gore did pass him, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. So he's four now.
And Frank Gore played like 20 years. That shouldn't count.
Yeah.
So who are we missing?
You only missed the bus, Jerome Bettis.
Oh, which you said. Yeah.
He's a good instinct, though.
I love that you're just saying James White, and then someone's saying Jerome Bettis, and you're like, that's right.
800
Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, you're just like,
I like the Steelers when they were.
You're just like,
I like Palomalos.
You were ultimate boomer bus guy over here.
Dude could fall forward and get
Steelers back
just by being himself.
Back when the Bills were bad.
Before Ben Roethlisberger was like scandalous.
Yeah, I was going to say, before I knew Roethlisberger
was
awful.
A creepy weirdo.
I like Pittsburgh.
I super loved Antoine Randle.
Oh my god.
Palomalo was my dude.
We love Troy. Yeah.
Alright, so we'll be back to Buffalo now.
Great hair.
Yes, we should be
for
back
us.
To Buffalo, yeah.
Let's do this.
Ah. Well, we're gonna continue with the theme of running backs here.
Alright, so.
Alright.
See how many.
Oh, come on. We don't approve of that move.
All right. Through 2018, six backs have rushed for more than 3,500 yards as a member of the Bills.
Oh.
Well, that's an interesting one.
So total.
More than 3,500 yards
as a Bill.
So
okay.
Jackson's got to be on that, though, right?
Yes.
Six of them.
Yeah.
So Fred Jackson's good.
Fred Jackson's correct.
Brandon's boy, his favorite Twitter follow, OJ Simpson.
Fuck.
OJ's right.
Follows you on Twitter?
Listen, man, it was just one week. No.
Ridiculous. The other one was
Travis Henry?
Well,
Thurman, obviously.
Yeah, let's get Thurman.
Yeah,
don't
Thurman.
Yeah,
so
don't
there's
say
three,
that.
Three,
sorry,
three,
I'm
three,
just throwing
three.
Him out.
Don't
beat
around
the tree.
So we've had those ones. I'm trying to think. It has to be guys that were here for a few years. So, like, McGahee would fall short.
How many years was Marshawn here?
Marshawn was here 07 to 10, but, like, kind of got supplanted by Jackson in 09, and he got traded in the middle of 2010.
What about...
Which, it's still a crime that he was traded for that.
Fourth-round pick.
Miserable.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah, that's a tough one, because, like, CJ was here for a while, but he didn't really run. He only had that one year where he ran a lot. What about, like... That Cookie was only here for like 3 years, too, even.
Yeah, but 3,500 yards, though.
Yeah, how many guys total? Six?
Six backs.
We have three. Yeah.
You have three. Thurman, OJ, and Fred. Are your three?
I think that's the top three in total yards for the Bills, in rushing yards. should we guess?
What?
I
think.
Guess Cookie?
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's guess Cookie.
It is incorrect.
I think. Travis Henry was here long enough
two
that he would have.
Let's see. Well, he would have been... You know what? Travis Henry.
Correct.
Told you.
Yeah. I forgot he was here before he was a full-time starter.
You got one more. One more guess.
Okay. So,
I'm
like...
surprised you.
One more guess. Two more backs on the list.
So, through 2018 would be four McCoy seasons.
Ooh.
That should be it, right? He should have had 3,500 in four seasons. I'm going to say he did.
You would be correct.
Oh, yeah. Good.
LeSean McCoy. I was surprised you didn't say that. He had like 3,000-yard seasons and then the one shitty season.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And the one you're missing, Joe Cribbs.
That's what I was going to say instead of McCoy. So I guess it didn't matter, but I was like, oh, my God, I didn't say Joe Cribbs. Okay. Well, that's good then.
It's 5-1 on that.
All right. On to the world. What are we up to score-wise? We got to be getting closer, right?
Great job there, better guys.
I'm doing all right.
Doing better.
Yeah, let's hold on. I'll do the score real quick.
You want me to pull up the card while you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Are we on to World or Buffalo here?
What did we give
we
you?
We did. No, didn't we do?
Oh, this is a great one. I think you guys are on the World.
We just did
World.
We just did World because we did a bunch of random running backs.
Running backs.
So we're Buffalo.
67-54.
Yeah, Ben created an overtime goal.
All right. Here's a good one. Through 2018, your Buffalo fact. Through 2018, the Bills have used a first or second round draft pick on 10 different quarterbacks.
All right. So J.P. Lossman.
Correct.
E.J. Manuel.
Correct.
Josh Allen.
Correct.
Josh Allen. Okay.
E.J. Manuel.
Through 2018.
Yes.
So first round QB.
Correct. Yes.
First and second round QB.
First and
second.
Four and you got six more to go.
The Bills do not draft first round quarterbacks. Jesus. They don't draft really in the second round either.
I got two more pretty recognizable ones and then some deep cuts.
Tom Collins? Was Tom Collins a first or second round pick? Mm-hmm. He was like the heir apparent to Kelly.
Just thinking of Bills quarterbacks at this point, because I don't know draft shit back then.
I feel like Todd Collins was supposed to be somebody. I just can't remember where he was drafted.
Final answer?
No.
Okay. Who have we guessed so far?
Kelly, Allen.
Kelly, Josh.
And
JP.
EJ and JP.
How many? 10? We have 4?
Yep.
I don't know any second round Bills quarterback.
What about Trent Edwards or
he was third?
Trent was a third, yeah.
He was a third rounder.
Cardale Jones was 7.
Who's another quarterback in that 2010?
The Bills are crazy.
There's not more drought quarterbacks.
They didn't draft Patrick.
We traded for him?
Yeah. No.
I think we just signed him.
Isn't it crazy that there weren't more drought first round quarterbacks? They should have just been throwing darts every year.
They did the opposite.
We would get a star receiver.
That was a tough time for NFL teams to throw darts because you had to pay your first round pick $50 million right out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not 50 million. That was the first overall pick, but that would filter out through the entire first round. Right?
Yes, all time through 2018. So you have 4 correct.
So just think of any Bills quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who was drafted.
Right, I don't know draft position.
At all.
Awful. We're not on
was Joe Ferguson a first or second
Joe
round
Ferguson
pick?
Or Jack Kemp. Daryl LaMonica.
Like, you would just want to guess the three of them because I don't know anybody else.
Sure, dude.
You want to do it? Those three? Incorrect on all three.
Yeah, damn.
I don't think we drafted Jack Kemp. I think he was a Charger before us or something like that.
All right, we have one more then.
Who's
the coach?
No, you still have
Colts.
Because you had 4 correct, had 3 incorrect guesses with those. So that's 7.
Yeah.
And then did you have any other incorrect guesses?
No, that's
it. Yeah, so you have 3 more guesses.
Alex Van Pelt wasn't a high enough draft pick, was he? Did we even draft him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you got 3 guesses to go.
Oh my God.
I keep going back to Todd Collins.
You guys got this one.
You want to do Todd
Collins?
Yeah,
Todd Collins.
Yeah.
That is correct.
There we go. Nice, TJ.
I told you got it.
I don't think Alex Van Pelt was a first or second round pick.
I don't either.
5 correct with
3 incorrect.
3 wrong.
3 incorrect. 2 more to go.
Are we going to get... Is anybody obvious left?
There's one known name and the rest are unknown, really unknown ones more so.
Known name. Jeez.
Of the 5 left, yeah, there's one that you should definitely know.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of the drought years and not enough. There's not enough there.
I don't have anything.
There's not.
Which still shows just how bad the drafting was through then.
It's upsetting that there's an obvious one that we're missing, though.
What's
first
the
or second round pick?
Not quarterback relevant, but a drought stat. I think I saw a tweet recently that said Von Miller is 11 months younger than Aaron Maben or something.
Yeah.
What?
I think that makes sense, though.
Jeez.
He's not a young guy.
Was the draft,
I know he's
one,
not, but
Miller
it's just
like
Aaron Maben, my God.
Yeah, it was 2011 Miller got drafted.
I don't think we're going to guess any more Bills quarterbacks, I feel.
Yeah, even the
Gilmore
one.
Oh, my
one
God.
Is...
I want to try the obvious one, though. No. Rob Johnson wasn't a Bills draft pick. They traded for him.
Signora, right?
Does Flutie count?
No.
Coming from CFL? Or
no.
Stop.
Yeah.
Flutie was drafted. Not by us.
Yeah. Johnson was drafted by the Jags. I think.
Yeah.
We
paid him because he played one game. When
right,
that's
him. Right. Classic. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get it.
You want to pass?
You want to pass? I can't think of anybody.
I'm running out
I
of brain.
I feel real bad
here
about it.
Me too. All right. Your known one.
I'm going to get
Frank Reich.
Oh,
dude.
I shot you down. I'm sorry.
Frank Reich, yes. The remaining ones, we have Gene Bradley, Matt Coughler.
What?
Matt Rogers, and Dennis
Gene
Shaw.
Yeah.
Dennis Shaw might have.
Dude, Dennis Shaw keeps coming up.
So was that five of ten that they got?
Yeah, that would be five of ten.
I like being a commoner in the room, you know?
Yeah.
You guys know way more than me.
All right. We are... on to our world one now.
I mean, we don't know that much. We're
it
just
is,
naming names.
72-59.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, world for them.
We're getting there.
Let's do a world for them.
Let's do it.
I'll read it.
Oh, okay. Through
Ziggy is
2018,
distressed.
11 quarterbacks have rushed for more than 2,000 yards in their NFL career.
Through 2018, and that's through
NFL
history.
Through 2018, 11 quarterbacks have rushed for more than 2,000 yards in their NFL career.
Mike Vick.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. Okay, so that's easy. I was going to say Steve Young.
Yeah. I'll go with
Steve
Young.
Steve Young is incorrect.
Wow.
He never got to 2,000?
That's crazy.
I can't believe you guys aren't thinking of one right now.
That's impressive.
Wow. So, Fran Tarkenton?
Not on the list.
What's the years?
Through 2018, 11 quarterbacks have rushed for more than 2,000 yards in their NFL career.
Come on, guys.
What about Randall Cunningham?
You got two wrong.
Cunningham is...
No, I was... No.
You guys got two wrong.
Yeah, I said Steve Young and Fran Tarkenton.
Oh, you said Tarkenton as a guess?
He was the all-time leading rusher for quarterbacks, but I guess that says a lot about
okay.
Quarterbacks.
Shoot. Damn.
Come on.
Do you think Steve Young's underrated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely do.
Yeah. I was going to say when you guys brought up him, see, he obviously wasn't. You were correct in not putting him on leading the league in passing yards. He, like, for 6 years led the league in everything else.
Yeah.
Like, touchdowns, yards
yeah.
per attempt, passer
wow.
rating. He was incredible in the 90s. He didn't get to play until he was, like, 32.
All right, so you're 1-2.
All right. So I said, as potential options, Cunningham, potentially.
What about, should we say Russell Wilson? He had 800 yards in a year, so I feel like he has to have 2,000.
You want to? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say Russell Wilson.
That's correct.
Nice.
Gotta have Cam, right?
Yeah, by 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, let's say Cam.
Cam Newton.
3-2.
Yeah,
your
I was
one.
Like, how
yeah,
are you guys not
yeah.
guessing Cam Newton?
Yeah, I completely forgot about him for a second. It should be some contemporary guys, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
Man, I wanted to say Tyrod, but not by 2018.
No.
Dude, all of his scrambles.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just, like, looking at it in my mind right now.
I want to say Doug Flutie, but
wait.
That can't be right.
This is a real out there one, but I'm thinking, like, longevity's sake. Would Elway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Elway?
Really?
Wow.
That's impressive.
That's wild.
Less than 2,000 yards. Man. Okay.
Honestly, it's like none of the classic guys. Nobody from the, like, the 70s. 60s, 70s, or 80s are on this list.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that right now.
Should we say Cunningham? Cunningham?
I
mean,
like...
he just said no 80s, but also Cunningham is 90s as well.
Randall Cunningham?
Nope.
We only have three right, we have four wrong.
Okay. And how many are there total?
11?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have...
These have to be more recent.
All right, so we got to get some guys here. Not McNabb, right?
No, but then we should say Culpepper, shouldn't we?
I was thinking him as well.
He was very short-lived, but he did run. Loved fumbling.
He was around in the 90s for a bit.
Culpepper really. Was fun.
Wasn't he, like, 97, though? Like
He got drafted in 99.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, McNair! We should say...
Steve McNair? Steve McNair?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Culpepper started first year in 2000.
Damn.
Just remember, I think it's through 2018. So.
Yeah, we got to get up.
More modern guys.
Oh, man, I want to say Aaron Rodgers, kind of. Aaron Rodgers used to run a lot, and he's been around forever. Could.
Would Alex Smith even?
Oh, fuck, yeah, man. I mean, he was around forever, too.
Yeah.
Same draft, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to say those two?
Maybe Rodgers first.
Yeah, let's say Rodgers.
Rodgers is correct.
Yes.
Rodgers!
Okay, and then how many guesses do we have to go?
Because
we just got two in a row right there.
So we have five right, four wrong.
So I think we have two more guesses.
Two more guesses.
But we got to get this. Alex Smith is an intriguing one, but I feel like we could wait and think. Do you think Big Ben?
No.
Early just, on, I didn't know. I don't know. Like the longevity.
Maybe 2,000 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's fair. Throws.
JP would have gotten it if not for that injury in camp.
That's right.
I'm a lost truther.
Oh my god.
He would have been great.
Oh my god.
Curse you, Troy Vincent.
All right. What about where are other scramblers?
I don't know. It's tough. I can't believe none of the old guys did it.
Yeah, who are we missing who's like a modern one?
Well, we didn't say McNabb, but I don't know.
Yeah. What year was Andrew Luck drafted?
2012. What about RG3?
He was mobile. RG3?
I was thinking about that.
He had a great rookie.
Yeah, but he didn't play much after that, though.
That's true. He had like 800 yards as rookie.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Rushing.
Then he got rocked.
Yeah. The terrible turf.
And Mike Shanahan played him injured and knew it and didn't care.
It's ridiculous.
What else we got? What do we feel the best
about?
What
about Cap? Cap ran a ton.
I don't think he would have had enough to get 2,000, though.
Well, let's see. Yeah, he would have started... Basically, 3-ish full seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Before
he was a starter, though, he was like a package guy.
Do you think Andrew Luck could?
He played less than Cap. Or basically just about the same as Cap, and he ran way less.
No way. Luck has more career games than him.
It's pretty close, I'd imagine.
Is it really?
Well, no, because he did play injured through that one whole year, so he at least had games played that year. It's probably closer than you think, though.
Interesting. I'd be curious to look that up. Matt, you want to look that up?
What are we looking up?
Total games played for Andrew Luck and for Colin Kaepernick. I guess, like, how close
tough.
They are.
Yeah, because Luck was out for, like, a whole
year. No, right. All right. Again, long, not Favre, right?
Nah.
He moved a little bit in the 90s, but...
Yeah, not running.
Again, though, we keep getting away from, like, more modern dudes.
We're looking for just starts or career games played.
That's tough, because before Cap was a starter, he was they'd bring him in every once in a while.
How about as a starter?
Luck is at 86 career starts.
Oh, he's definitely had a cap then.
Kaepernick is 58.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not as close as I thought. Damn. This is brutal.
Yeah, this is tough.
Two more still. Well, there's a few on the few more on the list.
Let's let run one rip. What's one we feel? We said Russ already, right?
Yeah.
Who's this one that you feel good about of the names we said?
I would feel good if RG3 was right. That'd be fine.
Do you feel more confident in him or McNabb?
Probably McNabb.
You want to do him?
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb.
McNabb's right.
Let's get it, baby. Yeah,
there we go.
One more?
One more.
Let's just go for one. Mm-hmm. Who's another one?
Should we say Alex Smith?
You want to?
Yeah, let's try it.
Sure.
Alex Smith.
Let's go! Dude.
That's, what was that, seven?
We, wow. 11?
Seven. Oh, yeah,
not bad, right. Taylor.
Nice.
You missed Dante Culpepper.
Oh, we should have done that.
Damn.
You missed Colin Kaepernick.
Wow. Okay, good stuff. Damn.
You missed Ryan Fitzpatrick. You missed Jeff Garcia.
Oh, no, Jeff Garcia, too.
I'm the 49ers quarterback.
Damn.
Yeah, Jeff Garcia.
That's a great one right there. Oh, my God. You looking for the bathroom, TJ? Last door on the left.
Man. I never would have guessed Jeff Garcia.
Damn.
That was the one I was going to tell you. No way you get that one.
All right. This is one that you guys can definitely get. Or do you want to read this one, Taylor, for the world
sure,
one?
Sure, yeah.
It's a layup.
Yeah, Kaepernick ended up with 2,300 career rushing yards.
Wow. Right. That's pretty
nose.
Wild.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah, this is an easy one. Ryan Fitzpatrick from 2005 to 2019 played for 8 NFL teams. Which is...
a lot,
but not all of his teams, I don't think, but I could be mistaken.
Played for
probably actually no
he let me see he definitely I'm gonna say started for all these teams at least once. Yeah, he definitely started games for all these teams. Yeah, so 8 teams that he played for.
All right, well, you know, we have most of the AFC East.
Yes, I would also like to note that I'm looking at Football Reference and Fran Tarkenton has 3,600 rushing yards.
Really?
Yeah,
so they messed up.
Stop the count!
No, we don't. I'm not going to change anything because it's just what the card says, but let's see what Elway has. Elway has 3,400.
What the heck?
Yeah. That's annoying.
Who was another one we said that guy wrong? What did Randall Cunningham have?
Oh, that's another. Let's see what Randall Cunningham had.
For what it's worth, Andrew Luck was right around 1,500.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, that is. It is. Man, what could have been with him.
Yeah, so you said he started, what, 86 games?
Luck, yeah.
Okay, Cunningham had almost 5,000.
Okay, so this card's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, what?
What the hell?
Hold on.
Read that again. Where is it? No,
that
that's not it. TJ!
Yeah?
These cards are a bunch of bullshit.
Why?
Everyone we mentioned ran for at least 2,000 yards.
Cunningham, Tarkenton, Elway.
What's the fourth one we got wrong?
I was going to say, where...
I mean, give yourself...
Oh, right here.
Give yourselves 11 points.
Have rushed for more than 2,000. That's such a weird one, though, to miss all those names. Who was the other one we said that we got wrong then? Yeah.
Elway, Cunningham, and Tarkenton?
Yeah.
Culpepper.
No, we didn't... Or we didn't say... We talked about Culpepper, but
sure,
didn't
but he
him.
Was one of them, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's that's right. I'll just leave the score as
right,
it is.
Either,
I mean,
well, yeah,
fine,
I don't care. It's
yeah,
fine.
We need the help anyway. So.
Exactly.
So,
TJ, the question was, name Ryan Fitzpatrick's 8 teams from 2005 to 2019.
Oh, geez. Okay, so you got the Bengals.
Bills.
You got the Bengals. Let's just
there's
go.
Two.
I want to go in order. You got the Bengals
sorry.
And the Bills.
Bengals,
Fitzpatrick's
Bills.
You got the Texans, the Titans, the Jets. The Buccaneers, the...
Dolphins,
and...
Rams.
Oh, the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Cool.
Yep.
Damn.
That was easy.
Hey,
that was the quickest
answer so far.
You said it was a layup.
Good
so.
Stuff.
I as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, we got
all
it.
Right.
Whenever I think of that, I just think
wow,
of
so
like, those
we ended
people
up...
who went to like Las Vegas or whatever, and they all went as a crew of different Fitzpatricks.
Amazing.
Oh my God. Well,
it was like
Yager. That
yeah,
I was going
like,
to say, we got the Yager question earlier, too.
Yeah,
we got the
nice.
Journeyman. What are all the teams
doesn't
questions?
It doesn't feel fair to call Yager a journeyman.
No, no, I don't. Yager is still an all-time
I mean, by
great,
definition,
but...
he kind of is, but...
Yeah.
I accidentally am going to move this because I totally looked at that card before, so...
Let's
pick
cool.
the next
Ooh.
One. Not like that. I didn't realize
cheating.
That. I thought
yeah.
you guys already had
are
our card, so I was looking at it thinking that you guys were about to get it.
What are we on? Are we reading?
We're Buffalo.
We're on
now.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
We're going to 150 or 100.
100.
Okay.
So I think we're right on the.
Okay.
We're on the line here.
We're on the cusp.
All right. What do we got?
Oh, this will be fun.
Oh boy, let's get it.
From 1987 to 2018, The Miami Dolphins hosted the Bills in the same stadium every year, although it was officially known by 9 different names.
The Miami Dolphins stadium names?
So you need to get the 9 different names of the Miami Dolphins stadium from 1987 to 2018.
All right. I'm going to preface this by saying I will wait for Taylor to get back from running to the bathroom because this is absolutely ridiculous. Let's do this, guys.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple.
In the meantime, while we're waiting for Taylor to come back here, we're all big Sabres fans here. Why don't we have everybody share what is your favorite in-person Sabres game moment that you have experienced in your life?
Oh, nice. I have one immediately.
Go for it, Eric. What do you got?
I recently took my dad to RJ night on the same night that he retired. So my dad retired on April 1st, and that was RJ.
Amazing.
Nice.
So, and it was like a really good game in general. It was like the first time the rink like felt like reinvigorated, you know?
Yeah,
for
sure.
It was a sold-out crowd, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
For the first time in a while.
It was.
That was pretty awesome. I got him one of the jerseys, and it was like one of the last ones at the Buffalo store, so that was like...
Let's go. And you got his name on the Jumbotron, right?
Yeah, and I put his name on the Jumbotron. We pretended it was his birthday, because there's only 2 options. What you can get on the Jumbotron. It's either you can welcome a new baby, or you could say happy birthday to someone.
All right, Matt, what's yours?
I was going to say RJ Knight, just because...
Really? Okay, yeah, cool.
Well, it's the thing I remember most recently.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things I've, like, cried at in a good way in the arena. That was an emotional time.
Very nice.
There's a lot of good stuff from the Eichel years, honestly. Mm. I know I was there for a couple of his OT wears, and it's just, man.
Very cool.
I was at the Eichel 4-goal game against
Ottawa. Yep, I was at that one. Game. It was a lot
What's
of
yours,
fun.
TJ? What's your all-time favorite Sabres memory that you were in person to witness?
Steve Hines hat-trick.
Wow. Let's go.
I remember being there. I was like 10 or 11 years old, I think, when they made that trade. Because that was like 2001.
It was, yeah, it was 01, yeah.
Definitely. I don't know why, but like 11-year-old me was really excited for Steve Hines. And like when he scored that hat trick, I would like...
Just completed
was
this
so...
Year.
Like thrilled about it. Like I knew he was gonna be good. Yeah. I'm 11. I remember.
Amazing.
He's weirdly high in the Sabres' all-time points per game, because he didn't resign after the season.
There you go.
He just had this hot stretch from like February to the playoffs, and then was gone.
That's crazy. Okay, so we have our question, which is a weird non-Buffalo question.
Okay.
Matt, do you want to repeat it?
Yeah. Now that Taylor's back here, we have from 1987 to 2018. The Miami Dolphins hosted the Bills in the same stadium every year, although it was officially known by 9 different names.
Oh, we've had this one already.
Oh, we have? Do you want to do a new one then?
The first time we did it, yeah.
Can we just see how many you would get, though?
Do you know all of them?
I don't know if I know all of them, but, like, Dolphin Stadium, Hard Rock, Joe Roby.
Yep.
I don't know if I actually know the other ones, but...
Well, 2 of them are... So dumb.
Dolphins.
Oh, that's right. It was Dolphin and Dolphins.
So dumb.
Yeah. Okay.
We have Land
Imagine
Shark.
Imagine like being
Land
in charge
Shark,
of that.
Yeah.
Jew Miami, Pro Player Park, Pro Player Stadium, and then Sun Life Stadium.
That's.
All right.
Jesus, guys.
All right, what do we got?
Down to. All right, well, a new actual Buffalo question. From 1970 to 2018, 10 different players racked up 500 points as a member of the Sabres.
Oh, okay. This is good.
10 players?
10 players, 500 points.
All right, Gilbert Perreault.
This is like our best 10 players.
Rick Martin, right?
Rick Martin should be, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Martin.
2 for 2.
Andrechuk is number 2.
Andrechuk.
3 for 3.
LaFontaine.
No.
Would
no
he
way.
Have not gotten to...
No way.
You don't think so?
He played
so?
Like 200 games here.
Yeah, but he scored... He had one season where he had like
120 points.
100...
Or 148. Second only to Lemieux that year. That's why I just thought.
No way. He played so few games.
Okay.
And not McGillney either, unfortunately, because he got traded.
Right. Through 2018 it was?
Through 2018. And you're 3 for 3 right now with Andrechuk, Martin, and Perreault.
With Gare?
Yeah,
Danny Gare.
Danny Gare, 4 for 4.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So. With Pominville?
I was thinking
he came back. Let's see. He would have played like 05 to 2013. It's like 8 years, his first stint. So like 50 points a year gets him to 400, and then 100 more in those other 2 years. I don't know if he had that.
All right, we can wait on it.
Yeah. Who are some of the older guys that we should have? Would Howard Chuck have?
I was thinking him.
Was he here long enough?
Would Martin have? Was he?
We said Martin.
Yeah, you already guessed.
Or Robert, I mean, excuse
Ooh,
me.
Robert would have had a lot of assists.
You want to do him?
Yeah, let's guess Robert.
Rene Bobby, 5 for 5.
There we go.
Rene Bobby.
So I'm guessing there's a bunch of guys that are like right around 500.
Turgeon?
No, because he was only here 4 years, right? Before we traded him.
Was it only? Okay.
Maybe we should guess. You know what? Audette was here a long time.
You think him, though?
We have enough points.
I don't think so.
No.
Housley?
Should be Housley.
Right? Housley?
6 for 6.
There we go.
Housley.
Yeah.
All right.
Four more guesses.
All right. What else we got here?
Let's do Howardchuk.
You want to? Let's do it. Howardchuk?
That is wrong.
Damn it.
Ah.
All right. Let's see. Where else we got?
I mean, Vanek and Pominville? I don't know Vanek. I'll pull off on Vanek. But Pominville?
I'm going to send it.
Let's send Pominville.
Pominville's correct.
There we go.
I always believed in you, Jason.
Absolutely.
The population.
All right.
Just keeps growing. I think his extra stint is what puts him over the edge.
So we're at 7 right, 1 wrong.
And 2 more to go.
More to go.
500 points, Taylor.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody. Is there another 70s or 80s person we're missing?
Well, did we guess Gare? We guessed Gare.
We did get Gare.
We did guess Gare.
Luce have been there long enough?
That's an interesting one.
Luce would be up there. I feel like there's someone we're missing from the 80s. He played here forever. What about Ramsey? He was here forever.
Would he have had 500 points, though?
That's a lot of points.
Which Ramsey?
Oh, that's a good point. Craig Ramsey.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Are we guessing?
Craig Ramsey?
Craig Ramsey's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more.
One more guess. 2 players remain.
Shatan wouldn't have been here long enough. Also, didn't like getting assists. So should we guess? Should we guess Vanek? Vanek had like 250 goals here.
Yeah.
He had as many assists as goals.
I mean, he had played at a point per game pace and 06, 07.
True.
So that's like 82, right? Didn't he have or 84 or something like that that year?
Yeah.
But he was a plus 47.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
That's absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus minus that year was insane.
Has anyone in the Sabres in the last decade even been plus 4 for a season?
Probably.
Definitely Risto.
Plus 1.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do Vanek.
Vanek is very sadly wrong.
Okay, who do we got?
You missed Mike Foligno.
Oh,
oh
yeah. Mike Foligno.
You said this guy, but missed him, Don Luce. Mm-hmm.
Damn, we should have went back to him. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to be getting close now, right? Did we surpass?
Yeah, hold on.
You got 2 wrong, if that matters at all.
Yeah.
Score.
Oh, yeah. I'll add that to yours, so you guys are at...
We're probably at, like, 80-something.
You're at 73.
I mean, can you just round it up? Can't even round it up. It's 70.
We're at 85.
We're at 85.
Yeah.
73 to 85.
Yeah, let me try to count it.
Wait.
That's not terrible. I thought we were going to get spanked. All right, let's move back. We just need another double.
Oh, yeah.
What's 17 times 5? That's 85.
It's 17 times
85,
5,
yeah.
So, yeah, so it's 85, 73. So this is still very doable for you guys, I think.
All right, good guys.
This is a 12-answer one.
Right.
Let's rip them all
off. Let's go 12 for 12.
All right. What do we got? Are we to world ones now?
What did you guys answer last?
I think it was
the Fitzpatrick teams.
It's Buffalo then.
Back on Buffalo.
Okay,
here,
Buffalo.
That's me then, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. From 1990 to 2018, 11 Sabres netted 5 or more points in a single game.
From what?
From 1990
to 2018, 11 Sabres netted 5 or more points in a single game.
All right, Thomas Vanek. That's
correct.
I'm guessing him. Yeah.
Okay. Probably Jack Eichel.
No, yes, yeah.
Also sure. Correct.
Miro Chetan, we want to say. Because he had a 4-goal game, I'm almost positive.
I would go with it, yeah.
But he was allergic to assists, so I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
1990, you said?
Yes, 1920.
You want to guess Pat LaFontaine?
What about Stafford?
He had a 4-goal game, too, I'm pretty sure. Against Boston. He had that game against Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, the one hot.
I want to leave him.
I think he had like 2 games
in
a row where he had.
I want to guess LaFontaine because he had 148 points in a year.
There had to have been
a 5-point game there somewhere.
Yeah, LaFontaine.
Correct.
Okay.
That's 3.
And in that same respect, I want to guess McGillney.
Lock him in?
I don't want to lock him in yet. But I think he's a good guess because he basically also had a similarly point laden season that year. You want to guess him?
Sure.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, we gotta just like stay.
Yeah, we gotta
on the obvious ones.
How many more we need?
Seven.
Seven more.
You had
damn,
4
okay.
Correct. 11 total.
All right.
We're down like 12 points.
90s. When was Housley traded? Or when did he get gotten rid of? I don't remember.
I don't actually know. Did we trade Housley for Howardchuk?
Did Howardchuk have a 5-point game? 5-point games. Oh my.
Would Reinhardt have gotten
Stafford
one in that span? Just from a lot of Reinhardt assists.
I don't know, but I'm thinking about that 9-1 Philadelphia game. And I feel like somebody had to have had 5 points in that game. Do you remember that game I'm talking about?
Oh, when Robert Eschel, like, quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, never played again.
It was a regular season game.
He was the Olympic starter in, maybe Olympic backup, in February 06.
With,
and by
and
like,
then, like, John Graham.
Yeah, and then, like, October, November 06, he's, like, freaking out and quitting, basically. Never played
great.
In the NHL again.
It was great.
Yeah, we ruined him.
Anyway, I feel like somebody had 5 points in that game.
9-1?
Yeah. Like, there were 2 hat tricks in the game.
Do we say Vanek already?
Yeah.
We got Vanek right away.
You have Vanek, LaFontaine.
What about
Briere? Or Drury?
I don't think Drury. Briere might be a good guess.
Or,
Briere had 95, though.
What about Connolly?
Connolly. I really only remember the Ottawa game of him going nuts. He had a few games against Toronto. I don't know about 5-point games, though.
What about Kotalik?
No.
What about...
If it was
unless they count shootouts.
Yeah, with a backhand. Backhand top shelf. Or, like, maybe a slap shot from the...
I mean, there's got to be more guys off the 05 to 7 teams.
Yeah,
I think
Derek Roy.
He had 80 points 1 year.
What about Stafford, dude? I'm feeling confident.
Stafford had a 4-goal game. I'm willing to go with him, honestly.
Drew Stafford.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew Stafford.
That's
yeah.
correct.
Nice.
Go, Drew.
All right, that's 5. You got 6 more to go.
Guitar.
Jeez, 6 more.
You haven't gotten any wrong yet, right?
No.
Nope. Yeah. 6 to go.
I feel like Roy would have had to have had... Roy or Pominville would have had to have had one in that span.
Did we say Briere?
No. I'm skeptical on him for some reason.
I feel like that dude's just ripping shots.
He had 95 points the 1 year, so we can't leave it off the table, I would say. I mean, we can guess him. I think that's a safe guess. It's 95 points. It's
locking it in?
Why not? Yeah, Briere.
Incorrect.
There we go.
Ooh. All right.
So maybe it is Roy then, if we're thinking of that team.
I struggle to put Roy there. He really only had one season where he was a monster point getter.
What do you think, Zig? Is it Derek Roy?
I'm trying to think.
Ziggy he wants
Palfy.
Us to say, yeah, that's what I was going to say. He wants to say Ziggy Palfy.
Ziggy Palfy.
I love that dude.
Marek Zagrapan.
Oh, God.
I did not love that dude.
Yeah. Mark Mancari.
I kind of loved him for Rochester.
I thought he was going to be a guy. Because at that time, like, that I was shot. Like, what yeah. about, like, I was like, the Sabres need a big guy who, like, yeah. forces his way in front of the net.
I'm trying to think of, like, abstract people who would have gotten, like, 5 points.
Steve Bernier.
For no you know, like, Gerby or, like, any of those. Like, the slug no. years.
No.
What's the year? 90 to 2018 again, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Do we think Ennis ever would have done it? I don't know.
Ennis went on these crazy stretches, and then he would end up with, like, maybe 50 points.
Right, like the Stafford Ennis Foligno ridiculousness
did
that ensued
for
a couple. I thought Reinhardt could be one. We haven't
like
guessed him yet.
Eichel ever had, like,
he's had a three-goal game, but Reinhardt was, like, not an assist guy for his first few years in both. Like,
yeah.
He's only recently become that. I'd be willing to guess him, though.
I'm not feeling good about it.
Neither am I, but we'll leave him for the end. We still have five.
What about a Finneganoff?
He had 70 points the 1 year. That Philly game, he might have gone off in. I'd want to guess, like, anybody who played that game, if we're being totally honest. Wait, did we guess Perot yet?
It was 1990.
Never mind, okay.
You can guess him, though.
He could have played to 90, right?
Realistically.
He played
to
87,
probably.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, he was not old when he retired. He was only 35. That's
how
it used to
he
be.
He started when he was 18.
Yeah. Plus, like, we've said this before on the pod, but, like, guys in the 70s rarely played beyond, like, 32.
Because they were just
getting the
fucking
face
all the time.
Do you want to go with a Royer?
Because, right, maybe we do start just saying some of that era. Because, like you said, the big Philly game and...
Let's go with Derek Roy. You want to go with Derek Roy?
It's probably incorrect, but we'll do
Pominville, I'm just trying to think of big point-getting seasons. Roy had an 80-pointer at some point. Pominville had an 82-point season at some point. Finneganoff had 70 in 05-06, but not... in 06-07, he had the 70. I'm drawn to that Philly game, but there was also an LA Kings game in 2005 that really won 10-2.
We won,
like,
12. Didn't
I think
we also have a game
Pominville
where we
had
12
Pominville
goals?
And Hash had hat-tricks in that game. Or it was a Pominville and Dumont. Or yeah, I think it was Hashed and Pump. There were a lot of.
I mean,
there was a lot of.
Didn't we also have like a 12-4 game at one point?
I remember 1-2 randomly.
I had my entire
10-4
Ottawa Senators.
It was one we beat Tampa at least 7-1.
I was there.
I was at that game.
I remember
the
Tampa.
The crowd
Dude,
was doing
I swear
the,
to God, we had a game where we scored 12
it.
Goals because I feel like my entire family was over for some reason and we were just watching and we all just were laughing. Cause,
I
like,
don't remember a 12 goal game.
Yeah, I don't know if we because. Someone scored 11 this year, and it was the first time anyone scored 11 since 04.
Really? Then maybe I'm thinking of the same game you keep bringing up, the 9. No, but I feel like it was the blue, like, I'm seeing, like, the slug jerseys for some reason.
That's the Philly game.
Oh, the Philly
game. The Sabres
game.
Have their most goals scored in a game in 1981 and December 21st, 1975, with 14 goals scored.
Oh,
well,
man.
That throws out the 90 range. All right,
so we need four more. We need five more.
You have guessed how many right? I think you have five right.
One wrong and need five more.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or did you have two incorrect?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because didn't you say...
I thought it was only Briere that was incorrect.
I thought that you guys said
Briere.
I don't think we committed.
We haven't
to
been
more.
Committing to a lot of
Yeah,
them.
Okay, let's start committing some guys.
Let's do it.
Do you want to say a Roy?
Sure.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Okay, so there's a run.
What about a Finneganoff?
Let's do a Finneganoff.
Correct.
Okay, nice.
So that's what, 6-2?
Yeah.
So you have three more guesses to go.
We guessed Stafford already.
Which that was right.
Do you want to guess Pominville?
I mean,
probably
we
should.
Might as well at this
probably
point.
Should.
Pominville.
Incorrect.
Okay, damn. That's fine. You said Reinhardt, like, right.
If he's around, yeah.
This is your last guess also, remember.
Oh, is it?
Right?
I thought I had two more.
Or two more. Okay.
Two more, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm willing to waste a guess on Reinhardt.
That's fine. Reinhardt.
Incorrect.
Okay, then it's probably 90s guys that we're missing here.
Yeah, probably.
Or,
I just,
again, stuff we're going to hate ourselves for.
I don't think of any of those 90s teams.
Have we, like, has one of them
right,
really,
and that's the
really obvious?
There's a couple of pretty well-known names.
Howerchuk?
Dale Hawerchuk is correct.
I didn't guess him, but thanks.
We'll give it to you. That was it. Yeah.
Is that six?
Yeah, that was it. So what it was 7-4.
Seven.
What did we miss?
So the full list: Max Afinaganov, Dave Andrechuk.
Oh my God.
Jack Eichel, Dale Hawerchuk, Pat LaFontaine, Mo Gilney, Miro Chetan, Drew Stafford, Bob Sweeney.
Wow, Bob Sweeney.
Pierre Turgeon, and Thomas Vanek.
All right. Well. Not bad. We still got 7. We needed 12 to catch up to you guys. So.
Mm-hmm.
Really look out, boys. Yeah. But we gave you 4, so now we actually need.
All right. I think it's on to
world for us.
Yeah, world for you guys.
Let's do it.
If you want to read Eric, since I don't think you've done one in a hot minute.
All right. So this one is through 2018. 13 players have skated in 1,300 or more games with a single NHL franchise.
Ooh, okay. This one should be doable then. So yeah. 1,300 with a single team.
So, yeah, so I guess my question is
all
like...
all time.
Yeah, but like, could you play 1,300 with one team and then go to another team?
I would have to think.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so...
based on what I... yeah,
the
Iserman
has got to be on there,
probably
right?
One that you're going to say, it would be an exception, so yes.
Okay. So let's say
Iserman
and Howell.
Yeah. Those two?
Yes.
Would Modano? Between the North Stars and then Dallas?
Because he would be one, too, because he ended up playing in Detroit.
Well, that's interesting, though. Would that count, though, if it's two different... like, it's the same franchise.
Well, because then that probably begs the question of Sakic.
Or Sakic, too, yeah.
They play
does
the
it count for the franchise?
100 with that franchise.
But it's
so
the franchise, not
more.
Just the team. Like, if like with Sakic, for example, like with Quebec going to Colorado.
I would assume that that's fine because of what we said earlier with those teams. That
so
we
Sakic, then?
Yeah, I'll say
Sakic. Sakic?
Yeah.
Wait, who did we just say? Modano? Did we say Modano?
We didn't say Modano, but I would go with him.
You
want
to? Commit to that.
Should we? Yeah, because he... Madonna would have been like 92, 93 ish.
He was there for
like
a while.
2008. Yeah, I'm gonna say
Mike Modano.
Yep, 4-4-4.
He played 1499. That's annoying.
come back for one more. That's game. That's because he got benched for his last game by Mike Babcock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What a piece of shit.
And I think the Red Wings already had a playoff spot locked up.
Wait, what about? Oh no, he wouldn't have been there. Oh wait, Lidstrom.
Lidstrom should be.
Lidstrom?
Yep.
The perfect human.
The perfect human.
So,
I'm thinking of the fellas in Vancouver.
So there's
what about Patrick Elias?
And you're guessing
with
13
New Jersey.
People, by the way. You have 8 more guesses and 8 more choice like options.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Elias should be.
You want to?
Yeah.
Patrick Elias?
No.
Not on the list.
Look that up to make sure.
No.
You
probably just missed out, right?
Yeah.
What about
Scott Stevens?
No. Don't say that because he was on a different.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was thinking he was with the Devils his whole career. I was saying like I'm asking you.
Oh yeah, no, don't. It's not, I don't think.
Elias only got the 1240.
What a bump!
Wow, really?
Could have just played one more year.
Okay, what about?
I was just thinking of someone. No,
I'm really surprised that you haven't said certain names.
Mark Messier.
No,
he wouldn't have been. He wouldn't have been had enough. Like, what am I saying? He left halfway through. Never mind. Not Messier.
What about Marlowe? But it in 2018 though. He was with San Jose 1997 to 2018.
So it says through 2018. Remember when we did the other championship things? That it counts like that.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Let's guess Marlowe.
Patrick Marlowe.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was gonna say that like.
Okay.
I think it counts that whole season, too.
Okay, that's good.
Not just the calendar year.
Because I think that's the year he left.
Oh, my God. Actually, would he have played 1,300, Mario Lemieux?
No way, yeah.
He wouldn't have
hit
like
that
many.
He's like an 800.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of guys who have been, like, lifers for a team.
He played there for, like, 20
Dude,
years.
Yeah, that's really what you
got
to think of, to be honest.
Yeah, because there's, like, some franchises you can just cross off that don't have lifers, like Florida. Yeah, so I guess
there's a
Bobby Orr.
That I think
no, he only put
no,
like
600
games.
You're right.
What about like Luke Robitaille?
No.
Oh, because he played multiple
Red
teams.
Wings.
Wait, what about the other Marcel Dion?
Pretty sure
he not played long enough.
I don't think he would have played long enough.
Yeah, probably not. Ron Francis played for multiple franchises.
So kind of like obviously, you know.
Probably not him, right?
No. What about...
Just think of the old guys, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like...
You gotta be a real old guy to get to that.
Would he?
Bobby Clark? Remember what we said about guys in the 70s, though? I don't know. How long did Bobby Clark play? It's possible.
Yeah. God.
I'm just thinking someone more obvious, though, you know? What about, like... They go to the California ones. I don't think there's anyone left there. Calgary had a Ginla for a while, but probably not that long because they traded him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would be a better move to think of actual franchises.
Edmonton traded everyone.
Yeah.
Vancouver had the Sedins, but I don't think they have that many.
No, I don't think they would make that. I'm trying to think more along the lines of like the Sakics and Yzermans and Medanos. Like, there's got to be someone else we're missing, I think, from that crop.
Probably, yes. Well, what about the Blues? Do they have anyone that played there forever? Like McInnes?
McInnes was Calgary, too, though.
Yeah, Kenta and Yanko played a weird amount of games, but I don't, probably not 1,300.
Yeah. And Hall obviously popped around a little bit, so he would be out for the Blues.
Yep. Pronger, he also popped around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lindros got hurt too much. Man, this is tough. The Penguins guys, I mean, now we're probably getting pretty close-ish to them. But
anybody else with, like, the Colorado, Quebec?
Now, Forsberg got hurt too much, like, and then he left.
Milan Hayduk.
It'd be funny if it was Milan Hayduk.
It would be funny.
Is there any defenseman we can think of besides Lidstrom?
Who's a defenseman who played old, like, well into their...
That's a good question.
I don't know, like not like a Niedermeyer, because he left too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, maybe we... Yeah, because, like, Chelios played for three teams, four teams.
Yeah, I was thinking of him, but he would have left.
What about Alfredson? He did play for Detroit eventually, but that was 1 year.
When did he come into the league, too, though?
That's tough. Like, I mean, 1,300 games is like...
A shit ton of games.
Yeah, that's like 15 years without missing a game. So more.
How many more guys do we need? You guys have gotten 5, I believe, and there are 13 players.
Jesus. You guys have one wrong.
Yeah, one wrong.
So
you have 7 more guesses.
So we should just throw some names
and
out.
And 8 more people.
What about Montreal guys?
Like old Montreal guys?
Yeah, like what about... the other thing is...
I can tell you right now that you definitely know a couple more. You're just not...
Okay. All right, so the thing is the old Montreal guys. The season used to be 70 games.
That wasn't necessarily a Montreal hint, but...
No, oh, right, no. Right.
What about Boston guys? Oh, Ray Bourque?
Mm-hmm. Let's do Ray Bourque.
Yeah,
there we go.
That's one that I was wondering how long.
Would Shane Doan have had enough?
Yeah, that's the same thing. He's a moving guy, too, so he would have been same franchise.
Do we want to do it?
Yeah, let's do Shane.
Shane Doan?
Let's
go.
I shouldn't have said anything. You got 7 out of 8 with 5 to go.
Man, okay.
We were at 85 before this question.
Yeah. No, we were at 89. Yeah.
Oh, wow, you can win.
So we could win if we...
How many do we have now?
89.
Seven. You have 7. You need 5. You have 5 more.
This might be so painful. If we get 4 more right, we win, right?
This might be painful.
Okay.
4 more right, and we win it if we get 4 more of these? Yeah.
So you've gotten 7, and you had 89. So, yeah, you need 4 more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
There's no savers on this.
No.
I'm pretty confident. What about the Leafs? What about, like,
Sundin?
Do you think Sundin would have enough games
played? Did he play long enough?
I mean, Sundin played forever, but he left, didn't he? Did he even come back? My mistake.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a goofy head?
Did he go to Vancouver?
He had a goofy shaped head.
Did he?
Goofy helmet.
He did, yeah.
Sundin is an interesting one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I didn't even think of a possibility for this question. Even though it's not...
There's nobody else with, like... There's no other... Are we sure on a Ginla?
Well, Ginla would have been there...
He left.
Late 90s, he got traded 2013.
But didn't he start... I don't know.
And there's a whole lockout season in there.
The lockout really screws some things up.
Damn.
Yeah. Who's played in Calgary? I don't know. I mean,
I don't think anybody would have. Who's another, like, Howe-esque guy?
No one.
Somebody who, no. No, I don't mean it, like, but I just mean somebody who's of, like, that era.
Oh, see, that's what's so hard about it. Like, how?
Because Dion would have been split, so yeah. It couldn't have been him.
Was he on two teams?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, wasn't he?
I thought he was always on the Kings.
Didn't he? Well.
He'd be close, because he's really, really high up there.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's try it.
Marcel Dion?
Nope.
Damn it.
Crap.
So.
You got to get the rest of these right.
Howe is tough, because Howe is like so 70 game season.
It's pretty soon. We do.
Yeah.
Should we just do Sundin?
Let's try Sundin.
No.
Christ. All right, well.
So we get 2 points, by the way.
So we get three more guesses then.
Oh, yeah, true.
So what are we at right now?
Seven
right?
Correct.
Three wrong, three more guesses?
There's 13 altogether?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I should have said.
I was like, how did Sundin not get... I forgot he played for the Nordiques.
Wow.
His first four seasons.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of those the 90s guys, like Gilmore was on too many teams.
Yeah, lots of players getting traded.
What about...
That's why this question's tough.
Yeah, it really is. Man, Thornton probably got close on this stint with the Sharks, but not quite, and not by 2018.
Mm-hmm. Brian Leetch wouldn't have. I'm just trying to, like, think of guys who played a lot. 1,300. I mean, that's so many. Oh boy, Taylor.
Well, Eric Staal wouldn't have done it because he left too early.
What about...
What about the original Nordiques? What about,
like, Peter Stastny?
Yeah. I don't know.
No.
Anyone right now? Probably not now because this is 4 years ago from the question.
Yeah. We said Dion, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should revisit this Montreal thing.
Okay.
More recent Montreal, though, right? Like, you play 70-game season. I don't know when that changed. But that means that 1,400 games is 20 seasons without missing a game.
Jeez. This is brutal.
Like, do we want to say, like...
What about, like, Mike Bossy?
No, because he got hurt. He retired when he was, like, 30.
Is there anybody from those Islanders teams?
Trottier is tough because Trottier left. I don't know. Clark Gillies? I don't know. That seems probably wrong. Can't be a goalie, obviously. So I don't really know anyone else who could be on the Islanders.
All right, so not them. What about... we got to hurry up through this.
What about Trevor Linden? Is that probably not enough?
Let's do it. It's a weird one. Trevor Linden?
Incorrect.
He had a weird stint with the Islanders and stuff.
What about... no.
What do you think?
Is there anybody on the Blackhawks?
Oh, yeah, should we guess? So not the recent ones, obviously, but
yeah.
Hall
I was
going to
say, if we want to go into...
Hall or McKeon.
If we want to go into Hintland, you have a couple definitely older.
We probably
older
should,
guys,
right?
You might go to Stan...
Makita?
Too, yeah. We have, what, two guesses left?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Bobby Hall or Stan Makita?
Bobby Hall is incorrect, but Stan Makita is
incorrect. Hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
So
we did both, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
eight.
So we're up to 97.
Guess.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
We just had the two there.
Here's the complete list, and I'm pretty sure, is that Boychuk?
No, Johnny Busick, the Chief.
From the
Bruins.
That's all right.
I was like, I don't think that's
how. Who else we miss?
Ray Bourque, John Jusic, Alex Delvecchio.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Seems like a familiar name, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
Shane Doan, Gordie Howe, Nicholas Lidstrom, Patrick Marleau, Stan Mikita. Mike Modano, Joe Sakic, and then you guys are going to kill yourselves, which is the Sedin brothers.
It won! We even
said it. Oh, man.
The Twins
got it. They were drafted in 99. Oh,
God.
See,
but they missed
that would have won it for us, too.
Yeah, we...
That's okay, Z.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's get through this. What it was.
Let's time this one somehow.
Yeah. Since all right. So we're up to this is the Buffalo one for.
It's 97-80. So if you guys get three, if you miss three,
we game over.
Okay.
Damn. Three strikes and we are literally out.
Oh boy.
Speed.
All right. Through 2018, 13 players have worn jersey number 25 for the Sabres.
How many players?
13.
Damn, that's okay. A lot of opportunities for us.
Mike is wrong. Mike Greer.
Correct. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Couple legends Vaxlon on this list. Verratta. That is also correct.
25, huh? Dave Andrechuk.
Dave Andrechuk is also correct. Right.
52, and then they made him flip it. Or whatever. Vice versa.
I'm trying to think of like the times of when.
25.
We've said a couple of these guys already too.
I'm sure we have.
I'm usually good at jersey numbers.
You're missing a recent Sabres legend.
I'm like thinking of Owen Bauer.
Yeah.
Think
it's not even
recent Sabres draft legend. Pick Kings.
Well, it's not Dahlin because he's 26.
Yeah, just absolute dynamos. They were awesome.
Oh, Mikhail Gregorenko.
Yeah, Mikhail Gregorenko. Yeah. Yes.
Greg Orenko.
Thanks, yep. Yeah. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Man, I was high on Grigorenko too.
I think a lot of us were.
Yeah.
Brendan has his jersey.
Yeah.
Sad but true. I did get it when he was rookie.
Oh, he's fine. All he did was have mono. That's not too bad. That was his only flaw.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. We said
Riley.
Said Greer, right?
Yep. Is this?
This is all time.
All time through 2018. Yes.
Was Plant? 25?
No,
I don't even know the numbers.
Derek Plant was 26.
Seth Griffith wear 25?
Oh, he might have. I feel like he might have worn 20.
Oh, man.
I can't remember Seth Griffith. I'm like, all the the Sabres. Oh, God, what?
I know Corey Konecker's not on the list because he asked Pat Kane for permission.
That's
or
right,
something to wear 88.
He has Pat Kane permission for what?
To wear number 88.
On our team.
Taylor, that's what we all said when it happened.
Oh, man, I don't remember that at all. That is insanely stupid.
Sounds like a real pussy to me.
John Scott wasn't 25.
No,
was
he's
32.
What about the other dude? Ott. What was he?
He was 9.
Nine.
He's always number 9 for the Sabres for me. Steve.
Yeah.
No. Number 9 has been a weird position for the Sabres. Weird number for the Sabres.
25. But, fuck. I'm
Roy
thinking
Kane.
Of like...
25.
What about 05, 06, 07? We had 25.
That was Mike Greer.
Damn it. He was the only one known before him?
I'm pretty sure I know one of these.
Sorry, what did we get so far? Greer, Verratta,
Grigorenko, and Andrechuk.
Okay.
You have those four.
Jeez.
Yeah,
damn, so
tough.
We can't even like get these points and then like...
Matt D'Agostini wasn't 25, was he?
I thought he was 20.
Yeah.
I'm like,
what about Stu Barnes?
Or
41.
I knew it was a 4 in there somewhere.
I don't think Stewart was 25 either.
Chris Stewart? No, he was 80.
I think you had a name that starts with an N. Is there a name with an N?
No.
Oh, that doesn't count as a wrong.
That's good to know.
All right, one of these guys is a journeyman defenseman who we got late in his career, and he played 1 year here, and I'm pretty sure retired. Fairly recent.
Oh.
Fucking,
there was...
Damn it.
He's like a Twitter guy.
All
now.
The wrong answers.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
it's Carlo Colaiacomo.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't going to get that unless you said the last part.
Is he on the radio?
Who is the most recent? Owen Powers recently.
The most recent one that you have not gotten aside from that is a name that we had mentioned before, Rochester Americans legend.
Oh, I know exactly who
it is. Yeah, you do.
I also have to say, anybody who stuck around for the 2 hours that we've been doing this, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Is this live?
No.
No.
I mean, it will be, yeah. Wow, we're at over 2.5 hours right
wow.
now.
You're going to have to do some editing.
Yeah.
There
will be no editing. We're going right. We're going full on. All right,
let's start getting guys off here.
All right. Hey.
I'm
trying to think of just like random guys. Like,
me too.
There was no Eric Bergdorfer was like 46 or something.
What the
fuck
even is that?
Eric Bergdorfer, man. That's a nice right there.
That is an ugly name.
He's from Washington, wasn't he? I think we got him from Washington.
Yeah, you guys are gonna.
I'm willing to punt the rest of these to give him the win.
All right, that's fair. The full list we have.
Whoa! That's just me.
That's fine. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go with this. Was Griffith one of them?
No, he was not.
Damn it!
No chance.
Damn it!
Taylor, would you like to read our ad and then we will reveal the rest of the names?
Yeah. Also, I have a sneaking suspicion that Mark Mancari is on this list.
Yeah, Mark Mancari is on this list.
Oh my god, that's the guy.
I don't know why
earlier.
I thought he was number 12.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he was for Rochester.
Oh, probably, yeah. All right.
Justin Bailey.
He was 12.
Damn it.
So, the action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right, make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. Like, this is where I'm supposed to talk about a bet that I'm interested in. Once again, for the 40th episode in a row, I did not think about one that I want to bet on, but let's see. Put money on...
The Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Dude, there's fights coming up.
Yeah, actually, that's good.
Usman versus Edwards.
Who do you like?
I would say Usman.
All right, folks, that's it. That's your
Eric,
bet of the week.
Our bet of the day. Let's go.
Usman for whatever the odds are.
All right.
Punch it. You heard it here first.
That's right.
I like Usman in literally everything. He's awesome.
He's a solid bet.
All right, so best of all, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details and responsible gambling resources.
So we have the full list. Dave Anderchuk, Carlo Colaiacovo, Rob Kahn, Mal Davis, Yuri Gillis, Mike Greer, Mikhail Gregorenko, Mark Mancari, Terry Martin, Bob Mongrain, Hap Myers, Craig Ramsey, and Vaclav Virata.
Ramsey is the
name I knew on the entire list.
All right.
I don't feel too bad about it.
All right. Well, fellas, thank you so much for coming on. This was an absolute pleasure. I think this is going to end up being a two-part episode. But before we sign off for the day, can we just go around and give your social media handles for where people can follow you online?
Oh, I'm at Steady Riot on Twitter. I think I'm at TLuck81 on Instagram.
Beautiful.
I don't know on any of my other
profiles. That's all we need. Twitter, Instagram, or both. Whatever you like. Matt?
Yeah, I'm my name. I'm at Matt Brockeneer on all of the above. It's probably easier to find me through the Canadas handles.
Nice.
So give us a look.
There we go.
Not me, us.
Perfect. Eric?
I am at _ Eric Gordon _ on Instagram.
We love it. Well, fellas, thank you all so much for coming on. This was a pleasure. Very, very good times. Taylor, do you have any last thoughts you'd like to share before we sign off for the day?
Well, should we do everyone do a random former Sabres?
Yeah,
episode?
Let's do that, actually. What's everyone's... Pick a random former Sabres player. Anybody you'd like.
I feel like random we've just been doing Sabres. That all night.
There you go. Then we do it every episode. A random former Sabres player of the episode.
Dynasty.
A guy. Okay, that's a good one. That's a guy. Matt?
I mean, I'm gonna stick with Eric Bergdorfer.
Eric Bergdorfer, let's go.
Wow.
One of my favorite Erics.
Yeah.
Huh. Go with Vladimir Siplikov.
Wow. Here we go.
That's great. He came up multiple times, so I'll say Derek Plant.
Derek Plant, okay, very nice. I'll go with our boy Darren Poopa.
Poop man.
The poop man, the poopster. All right, everybody.
He probably loves that.
Like, yeah, I'm sure he does.
He's definitely never got that.
Oh, man. All right, well, fellas, thank you again very much. And everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Straight Up Sabres presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and the Charging Buffalo. Make sure you're checking out both presenters of this podcast on their respective websites, whatever streaming platform you're currently using to listen to this episode. Make sure you're checking out all of our fellow shows on both networks and giving them a look, along with making sure you're following us on your streaming platform of choice and leave a rating if you would be so kind. Make sure you're following us on social media as well. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Straight Up Sabres. And last but not least, as Taylor had mentioned before, head over to DraftKings and use that promo code THPN to take advantage of great deals at checkout. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This has been part two of our trivia showdown with Eric, TJ, and Matt. We really appreciate it, everybody. This has been Straight Up Sabres.